Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I'm looking at a note from Pastor Corey Brooks, who reminded me over the weekend of what a violent weekend it was. He said 19 killed, 86 wounded in shootings during the extended 4th of July weekend in Chicago. Yeah, Corey, we've been reporting that. Welcome back to the show. How are you, my friend?
Thanks, John. I appreciate it. I'm doing great, and just trying to continue to do the work to make our city a safer and better place.
I sent a picture to Sarah Tiemann on our staff, and I asked her to share it on my Facebook page. I'm WGN King John. You also sent me a video that I asked Sarah to share, and if it's not there yet, it will be soon. But the video is a highlight reel of the summer camp you're running. We promote a city kids camp outside of Chicago. You run a summer program for the kids on the South Side, which just looks terrific. But then you also sent us a picture of what looks like, close to 100 mostly young black men with red shirts and construction hats. There's one of those great big construction cranes behind them. What's this picture of, Pastor Brooks?
So the picture, the picture is the men who came together from our community from all over the South Sides and West Sides of Chicago on yesterday to talk about solutions, not point the fingers about the problems, but come up with solutions on how we can fix the violence and the poverty in our neighborhood.
Yeah, that happens sometimes. Our calls just drop, and usually it's at the best part of something somebody's saying. Pete will round him back up. But, yeah, it's that. And it's 100 or more, say, black men with the red T-shirts and the white construction hats. And I only mention their race because it seems like we need more investment from young black men, either to stop shooting or to start raising these kids. And it's just a nice visual, Corey. I'm glad to see that they all gathered. And they weren't working on the construction site. They were actually powwowing, I guess, about what to do, huh?
Absolutely. It's all of us coming together. A lot of the guys from different who used to be in gangs who have now changed their lives and who are now working and taking care of their families. It is about all of us coming together to say, hey, listen, we realize that the violence is going on in the city of Chicago, and we realize that we can't wait on government to come in and fix it for us, but all of us got to stand together and we got to start doing something. So the picture is a real amazing picture when you understand the context and all the individuals who are tied together in it.
I'm glad to see these people buying in. I can't fix it from the Northwest Side where I live. It has to come from within. And you've always said that. Not only do you appreciate any financial contributions or business investment that Chicagoland wants to make, but you always say that the solution has to come from within these families, within these neighborhoods. And here are some men who are saying me too. That's great.
That, absolutely. And we're doing that, and we're trying to also, when we put pictures out like that and we give videos of our summer program, we're trying to let the listeners know and all of those who support our work outside of the city that when they do donate, that we're being good stewards, we're being responsible and accountable for the donations that they're given, because we really do appreciate it. We would not be able to do all the things that we're able to do if it were not for a lot of the listeners on WGN Radio, on your show, and a lot of people from outside the city of Chicago and America who have been really, really blessing us to have all these programs. And so with that, we're going to be able to create a narrative that hopefully changes things around.
We talk about you, and we talk with you a lot on this show, sometimes more often than others. But I honestly don't think you get the attention or credit you deserve. Your pocket on the South Side does pretty well. And you are building a multi-million-dollar facility across the street from your church and school. And I don't know anybody else who is generating that much hope, that physical structure and these programs. It seems like all is lost sometimes. And there you are, making a difference and attempting to make a big difference. What happened this weekend, Corey? I know that the summer is the most violent season in Chicago, but that was a lot. Did any of that stray into your neighborhood too?
You know, it is a lot. You know, we continue to face this cycle of violence across the city, and it continues to be heart-wrenching, and it's devastating that we have to keep dealing with the same issues. We did experience violence on the out, not too far from here, in the Grand Crossing area. It's not in the Woodlawn area, but the Grand Crossing area on 71st and Woodlawn. There was a mass shooting where some kids were shot and killed along with a grandmother. And, man, I tell you, we went over there and we tried to help as much as we can, and we're still going to try to help. But one of the things that really breaks my heart is seeing so many kids, so many children who are being shot and killed. If this was being done in any other culture, man, it would be an uproar. And we have got to bring more attention to it. We have to continue to tell people about the violence, and we continue to have to do something about it, because if we don't, our children are going to continue to have these unsafe places and spaces. They're going to continue to have a cycle of poverty and violence that other people have not experienced. And so we have to do something about it. And that's the reason why we created Project Hood.
ProjectHood.org to find out more. The Opportunity Center going up is tens of millions of dollars, and they're just a few million dollars short of their fundraising goal, but they're building it, and it's going to happen. You concluded your text message to me with hashtag solutions, hashtag Chicago. Amen to what you're doing over there, Corey. Have a safe week and summer. Keep doing what you're doing. Sarah's posting the pictures and video now at WGN King John on Facebook, and projecthood.org if you want to find out more, make a small or large donation. I'll talk to you later, my friend.
All right. Thanks, John. Thanks for being one of our biggest cheerleaders, and thanks to all of your listeners for helping us out. We really appreciate it.